Welcome to this month's guided masturbation. This month, while you are masturbating, you are going to be practicing a very key skill you will need to have, and that is cunnilingus. Now, if you have a toy of a cunt, then, well, that is wonderful, but if you don't, then you can find a soft piece of fruit to perform this on, such as a peach or a plum, something like that, something with a soft, juicy center. Okay? Now, when you've got that, get on your knees, lube up your cock with one hand, and you can stroke however you like during this practice, but I want you to focus on how you are going to pleasure the woman in front of you. All right? So first, flick your tongue up and down, up and down. Right, now place your tongue flat and slowly lick up and down and up and down. Swirl your tongue around in circles. Swirl it round the clitoral hood. Now, move your tongue up and down in rapid movements across the labia. Those delicate little flaps. Just flick them very, very fast with your tongue. When you're done with one side, move to the other, flick with your tongue very rapidly. This will not bring instant pleasure, but it is a good little tease for what you are going to do next. So just spend some time playing with the labia, getting the cunt nice and wet. And when you've done that, I want you to go to the clitoral hood and do the same thing. Run your tongue inside the hood and then do rapid flicks with it. This will be so, so good. Okay, good. Now you know these basic maneuvers. It's good to flit between them. Sometimes lick slowly, sometimes twirl your tongue, sometimes rapidly flick your tongue. And once you start tasting her juices, then you know she's ready for your tongue to penetrate her. But let's practice those original ones again. Let's start with swirling your tongue in circles, round and round. Now lick with the flat of your tongue up and down. Nice. Now do some rapid flicking with your tongue. Okay, well done. Now we're going to do some real practice. You are going to listen to me and put all those maneuvers to good work until I tell you to stop and we can move on to the next phase. Those are only some of the noises you can be expecting her to make, but you need to learn how to tune your ear to the noises she's making so you know exactly what she likes and exactly what, well, doesn't turn her on that much. You can't just be absorbing the taste of her cunt. That way you're not actually doing your job right, you're just pleasuring yourself with that delicious taste. When what you should be doing is listening to her pleasure and planning out what you are going to do next to make her feel good. Understand? So now that we have learned how to play with the clit, now we are going to learn how to thrust our tongues in and out. So make your tongue nice and rigid for me. I want you to be able to put your tongue against the wall and lean as much weight on it as you can. That is how we know you have a strong tongue. So, start thrusting it in and out, slowly does it. Now do it a bit faster, in and out. Right now, curve your tongue up so that you can touch the top wall of her cunt. And then move that back and forth, back and forth. Well done. Now we are going to combine those two maneuvers. Tongue in and out, while the tip is flicking back and forth. You can even thrust your face a little bit if you want to get more purchase. Okay, good job. Now we are going to combine these two things we've learned. How to tease the clit and the outside of the cunt, and how to tease the inside. And you are going to do these maneuvers in any order you feel you want to, but when you do this with a real mistress, you will have to learn how to listen to her, how to listen to what makes her feel good. So, for the next 3 minutes, I want you to listen to me. Listen to the sounds I make, the sounds that are making you hot, and practice all those maneuvers. Swirling your tongue round and round, flicking it rapidly, licking the cunt like an ice cream, thrusting your tongue in and out like a pointer, and then curving your tongue and teasing the roof walls of the cunt, and then combining those two. Okay? Ah. I hope you learned something valuable today. And I hope you will take away these lessons and practice them regularly. Well done for listening.